Hello and welcome to Inside View, a weekly public service show on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner Joel Riley and our special guest, Deb Dingus, Executive Director, United Way of Licking County.
We got you in here today because there's a lot, I mean, even more. Thank God Juan came in here. He's like, hey, we got this, we got this, we got this. But the first big thing coming up is Week of Caring.
Yeah.
Let's remind folks when and what's going to be happening.
Yeah, so Week of Caring, we kick off September 12th, 11:30 to 12:30 at the Canal Market. We will have food provided, and we are inviting folks from across Licking County, as we do every year, to come together. We have dozens of service projects, hundreds of volunteers that will go out throughout the entire week, giving back to the community with some really great hands-on service opportunities. Everything from painting to construction to counting and sorting and you name it, cleaning. There's something for everybody to do.
Now, how many volunteers usually are involved in this? Because people, I don't think, understand. There's quite a few, but
hundreds,
you need more. You could always
use
more.
We could always use more because we will have to limit or turn down some of those projects based on the volunteers that we get. And again, there's something for everybody to do. They're across the county. And I couldn't name exactly where all of them are sitting here this morning, but literally in all corners of the county.
How do you prioritize which ones you do? I mean, based on volunteers, that's got to be a really tough decision.
It is. A part of it is, you know, if you get yours in early and we've got volunteers who are looking early, then we can match it up. And then what happens as we get closer to the event, maybe we get volunteers who say, I only want to do this.
Ah.
But, well, then we don't have a project to do this. Then we're scrambling to find a project to do this. Or likewise, if you're late to the draw and you say, hey, we really need a group of volunteers to come clean out our walk-in refrigerator, you know, somewhere, and we don't have volunteers that want to, you know, stand in a cold refrigerator all day, although I can't imagine why not when it's 90
not
degrees
this
out.
Time of year, sign me up for
then
that.
Then we have to, you know, turn them down. So it is kind of a, you know, first come, first serve, trying to match people's, you know, interests up with the projects that we have.
So so folks understand, you're taking requests for projects right now still?
I can't say for sure. I think we're pretty tight right now because we have a lot of requests. I think we're still looking for volunteers is what we really need help
with. And that's an easy thing to go to your volunteer hub, correct?
Correct. And sign up. You can sign up as an individual, which is really neat, though. If you're a company or a corporation, like you all come out and do a service project, it's a great team building opportunity as well. And it's a good way to give back.
Well, I got stuck painting again this year, and the guy downstairs, I think he did it on purpose because he knows I hate it. And Juan, I say this every year, I need you to find something that I can do that's not painting, please, so I can just
stacking, folding, something like that.
The hygiene hub. I would love to just pack the stuff for the kids to the hygiene hub, but those are the kind of fun things you can do. And, you know, you talk about it, you know, it's kind of a work experience.
Yeah.
As much as I hate to paint, I will admit, when we were over at Lakewood and we painted their gazebo,
a blast.
We had a lot of fun.
I would choose painting over on a hot day like this, doing some of the weeding and pulling, you know, out in the gardening. It depends. You know, I don't mind doing that stuff really early in the morning or late at night, but when it's 95 degrees out in the middle of the day, pulling tall weeds out that are taller than you, I'd rather paint.
This from the woman who goes out and chops down trees all the time with her husband. What are you talking about?
Well, we've already got our dates on the calendar for our cutting our trees down this fall, but it's a little cooler.
I'll give you that. No doubt about it. Hey, talking about the hygiene hub, and we'll get back to Week of Caring in a second, but boy, that hygiene hub in all the high schools now. I mean, it's been such a great program.
Yeah, we are thrilled. We just did the Lakewood convocation the other day, and we were talking with them over there and talking a little bit about it. We are in every public high school in Licking County. We've got a round table coming up soon to get expanding in all of the middle schools. And now we have some groups that are working with seniors or at some of our pantries asking, what can we do to get more hygiene? Folks are in need. And we've seen an increase at our food pantries and now an increase with people looking for hygiene. So that's where we are. And we're just glad that we can partner with individuals who want to make donations of hygiene. We've had already a lot of companies who've really rallied around this, and they'll bring in boxes and boxes of hygiene. And then we've got to get it counted and sorted and get it out to the high schools. And we want to be able to restock them throughout the year. So, you know, as we kick off, you know, really officially, although we've been doing it year round, our campaign, we're also out there encouraging companies. This is a great way to do a very tangible campaign. Collect, donate hygiene. Hygiene is one of the leading indicators that also contribute to truancy in schools. If kids don't feel like they look good or smell good, they don't want to risk, you know, having those stares or those comments. They won't come to school.
Yeah.
And so this is an easy way to help kids stay in school, make them feel, you know, good about themselves. And it's an easy way that we can help. The costs of everything are going up. And if we can help make a dent in those costs, you know, at the checkout lane, that's what we're about.
So how does that work, Deb? Then is it they're just set boxes that you folks will put together and drop off at the schools? Is there something in the schools where, like, you know, the blessing boxes? I see that at Kroger and Pataskala where people can just put food in, then whatever somebody needs, they take. Is that how it works with these? The kids, there's shelves and they say, okay, today I need deodorant. Or is it put in a box so it's discreet?
It's a little bit different in every school. So we have to work with what the schools have. Some schools have a little more space than others. For the most part, we have cabinets that are there, or they'll have a closet or a spot like in the guidance counselor's area or the nurse's room. And kids can come and just say, I need laundry detergent. I need feminine hygiene. I need deodorant. And no questions asked.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have a high schooler who says, I need laundry detergent. You
right.
know, they need it.
Yeah. And folks can donate these items or money to you guys down at your new office.
Absolutely.
I mean, just drop it off.
Absolutely. Any day. Drop off some hygiene, or if you want to make a contribution to hygiene to help out our students across the county, please do that. You know, I want to remind you that 41% of all households at the end of 2023 were in the ALIS demographic. That was at the end of 23. We're looking at projections probably being over 50% at the end of 24.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what's going to happen with 25 as we see those stable state and federal assisted programs going away around food benefits and Medicare. We're going to look at kids who are going to struggle with food at school even more so.
Yeah.
So help us out. Yeah.
Week of Caring, before we take a break, go back to that. You said there's going to be a food. There's going to be, it's kind of a party atmosphere. I mean, we're down there playing music and everybody hyped up. And then you kind of have board members and those talk. But I mean, it is a fun day to learn a little bit about what's going to be.
It is. So, you know, we'll have lunch and we'll have a variety of folks there. We've had anywhere, between about 100 folks there coming and going. They pick up their T-shirts, get sent out on their projects. You hear about what's going on with United Way. We usually announce our pledge amount from our board members and our staff that day. The other thing we're going to have is going to be the Stuff the Bus. We're actually going to have a school bus at the Week of Caring kickoff, and we're putting out there, and we're hoping this will be an annual thing, Stuff the Bus. Just load up the bus with hygiene so we can get the hygiene right back out to the schools. So you can bring it that day and help us stuff the bus.
Is there a particular item, or is it just across the board? Just bring
it
whatever.
Is across the board. I tell you though, deodorant. My husband says there's nothing like, you know, a freshman classroom, and so I know he's been a teacher, you know, for decades now, and many of the teachers would pull these things, you know, with their own expenses. They'd buy boxes or cases of deodorant or things and say, if you need it, take it, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So just bring some hygiene product, doesn't matter, whatever.
Toothbrushes, toothpaste, any hygiene product that you would use, guarantee you somebody else might need it as
And usually at the kickoff event, Deb, there's usually Newark High School student presence.
Correct.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we'll usually have high schoolers there as well, and they go out and do projects. And we've got some other high schoolers from other school districts with their National Honor Society or their service clubs that will participate in the week as well.
Yeah. But again, bring those hygiene items. And what day again and times?
So come on over there. Our Week of Caring kicks off on September 12th, 11:30.
How's the new offices?
We are enjoying the new offices. We are so appreciative of all of that painting and that hard work.
Hey,
Dave. We had the ribbon cutting. Was it last week? 2 weeks ago?
It was a few weeks ago.
Yeah. We were really happy. We thought we'd get, you know, maybe a dozen or so folks. That I think we had over 85, 90 people crammed in there. Mm-hmm. And it was great. We had Commissioner Bubb talked about the history of the building, mm-hmm. the oldest church building. The original center part of the building goes back to 1834. Imagine that. And it's been a few different things over the years. So he kicked it off, and Mayor Hall was there, and the chamber was there. Ben, our board president, said a few words, and we cut the ribbon, had some streamers, and it was a great day.
My timing was impeccable because I got there after the politician spoke. So I was, was perfect timing on my part. I'm like,
yeah.
And so what's that new facility? What's that doing for the community?
So what it's allowed us to do now is to open that up to utilize it as a community meeting space. We've had a number of community meetings. We've also had a couple of educational opportunities in there. We had an educational opportunity around public education and what we can do to support public education. United Way continues, you know, to believe in the role of public education in our communities. And so that's just one example. We've had others in there, and we're excited about that. It gives us a lot of flexibility as we continue to partner with the community.
And I remember being down there that day, and you mentioned, and now you just said you had people walking in Friday. It's just so much more visible for you folks
right.
than where you were before at the works right. up high on the second or third floor. I can't remember. I mean, at least folks now that if they're like, okay, I need some help with something, you've got a spot where you can see it and go right in there.
We're street level. So that's the other thing we're seeing is that people are just stopping in. We're visible. We're accessible to the everyday person who wants to connect with United Way. We're approachable. And we're there to help everybody. Yeah.
Okay. Going back to Week of Caring, that's coming up. Folks got, they want to volunteer, get involved, jump on board, get on the website, the Volunteer Hub, correct?
Get on, yes, the Volunteer Hub. Go to our website and you can find links to that. But, you know, the other thing that's really big right now, too, Dave, is just our general campaign. Mm-hmm. And we've been known for that for 93 years. Running an annual campaign. The dollars are so important now more than ever. So many of our not-for-profits also have other funding streams. We talked to a not-for-profit the other day, boom, like that, $200,000 gone out of their budget, not coming back. We also regularly were the administrators for a FEMA program, $90 to $120 annually that would come into the county for emergency food and shelter dollars. In January, we were told those dollars are on pause. We have no indication those dollars are going to be available this year. Those dollars affect things like the, you know, Food Pantry Network and Catholic Social Services and Salvation Army. And I mean, the basics, our safety net programs. So the dollars right now, Dave, and I feel like I say this every year, but I really do mean it. They are so critical for helping the most vulnerable people in our community. And what do we mean by vulnerable? We mean people who are, for the most part, many of them working full-time jobs, who are struggling, living paycheck to paycheck. And at the end of 23, that was 41% of Licking County. In Newark, it was 52%. That's half of every household in Newark that's struggling. And so the programs that we fund are helping people keep their jobs, stay in their houses, provide childcare, help with food, help with housing, and all of those essentials. Help with caregiving that folks need.
How can folks access that Alice report? Is it still on the website if they want to look at that and read?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, you know, you and I both know that, oh, it's just Deb or it's just Dave. They're talking about it. Let me see some stats. So they can get online and look at that?
Yeah, go to UnitedWayLC.org and look at our local reports. Or they can go to UnitedForAlice.org. We have 15 years worth of data for every township and every county. I think right now, 37 states across the United States. That's a heck of a lot of data, and we keep that up. We roll about a year behind. But it's really important because the facts matter.
You've been listening to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Deb Dingus, Executive Director, United Way of Licking County. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.